Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, February the 16th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study today. We're grateful that you have allowed us to see around us the fulfillment of your word. And we ask that you would continue to give us daily the strength that is necessary and the faith that is required so that we might stand with you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today my subject is going to be Joe Biden Gets Pushback. The title again, Joe Biden Gets Pushback. And I'm sure that you're aware of the fact that Joe Biden, we've talked about this, of a devout Catholic, a man who's been a devout Catholic all his life and is not afraid to let you know that, and who has join hands in every single detail with Pope Francis, his total agreement with Francis with regard to climate change and other elements of Catholicism are all together. You remember that one of the things that we mentioned in one of our broadcasts was the fact that even though Mitch McConnell and McCarthy were both, who are Republicans, were both in opposition to the concept of the winning of the election on November the 3rd, 2020, you do recall that Joe Biden invited both of these men to go to Mass with him on the morning of January the 20th, before he was installed as President of the United States. And both of these men agreed to go. That, of course, we've dealt with that article before. But I want to say that even though that was a surprising thing, I don't think we should be at all surprised by it, because God has told us what the future is going to bring forth and how all of these things are going to hang together. But today I want to show you that there is a little bit of momentary pushback that Joe Biden is getting. And I've added the word a little bit of momentary pushback, because as I said before, of what God has said about what is to come to pass. The first article I'd like to share with you today is found in the Philadelphia Inquirer. The Philadelphia Inquirer. And the article was published on February the 3rd, 2021. The writer of the article was Tracy Wilkinson. And there were a couple of other issues in that article that we will deal with later on in the broadcast. But the title of the article is Pope Francis is a Biden Fan, but some U.S. Catholic leaders have given the president a frosty reception. Again, the title, Pope Francis is a Biden fan, but some U.S. Catholic leaders have given the president a frosty reception. The article was published on February the 3rd, 2021. It is found in the Philadelphia Inquirer website. And this is what the article says. President Joe Biden, only the second Roman Catholic in U.S. history elected to the country's highest political office, keeps a picture in the Oval Office of himself with Pope Francis. Now, that's how the article begins. Continuing. No doubt Biden can count on partnership with the progressive Pope as he reverses many Trump-era policies to battle climate change and reform immigration. But support within his own country's Catholic Church looks more tenuous, and Biden has been given a surprisingly hostile reception from the U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference under the guidance of Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez. In the intersection of religion and politics, nowhere does the division between conservatives and progressives in the Catholic Church cleave more deeply than in the United States, as Biden's election reveals. It is extraordinary, says John K. White, professor of politics at the Catholic University of America in Washington, that a Catholic president, instead of being congratulated by the bishops and saying, "We'll work together," while recognizing difficulties, that they have only deepened the schism. The rift stems from opposition by many in the church to abortion and same-sex marriage, which Biden plans to defend, while others see a broader interpretation of the sanctity of life promoted by Francis to include climate change, immigration, and fighting poverty. The U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference, the governing body of the church in America, welcomed Biden on Inauguration Day with a statement praising his piety, but it made a point of not noting the new president's support for reproductive rights. I must point out that our new president has pledged to pursue certain policies that would advance moral evils and threaten human life and dignity, most seriously in the area of abortion, contraception, marriage, and gender, says Gomez, president of the conference. Gomez went on to reiterate that abortion remains the bishop's preeminent priority, adding, "We cannot stay silent when nearly a million unborn lives are being cast aside in our country year after year through abortion." In this November 12, 2018 photo, and we're looking at a photo there with the Archbishop, Archbishop Gomez of Los Angeles sits with Cardinal Daniel Nicardo of the Archbishop of Galveston, Houston, at a particular conference, and there they're discussing all of the issues that have to do with their faith and their church. Gomez was unavailable for comment on this article. His representative said he would have to speak with us later. At the Vatican, supporters of the Pope were not pleased with the Gomez statement. Francis reacted by issuing a message to Biden, repeating the full-throated support he had given the new president since shortly after his election. Gomez, affiliated with the conservative Opus Dei sect, also met opposition from several U.S. bishops who said he failed to run the statement by all members of the conference as is required. San Diego Bishop Robert McElroy indirectly criticized Gomez. "Most importantly of all," McElroy said in his own post-inauguration statement, "U.S. bishops should encourage our new president by entering into a relationship of dialogue and judgment, collaboration, not isolation, truth in charity, not harshness." So now you notice that there's some people who are criticizing this criticism against the president. But of course, you and I both know that ultimately they will get over that kind of pushback, and they will ultimately begin to work together. That first article we took a look at was found in the Philadelphia Inquirer. It was published on February 3rd, 2021. And the title of that article is "Pope Francis is a Biden Fan, but some U.S. Catholic leaders have given the president a frosty reception." A second article that I'd like to share with you today is found in the USA Today website. And here's the title of that one: "Why Joe Biden's Faith-Based Equity Agenda is Getting Pushback from Religious Conservatives." All right, the same kind of topic, but I thought I would share this one because there are a couple of different things that are said here. "Why Joe Biden's Faith-Based Equity is Getting Pushback from Religious Conservatives." As President Joe Biden tells it, the nuns who taught the future president based their religious instruction on the Gospel of Matthew. "Whatever you do, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, ye did for me." That tenet was echoed during his first days in office when Biden signed orders to ensure fair treatment for marginalized groups on housing and other issues. "We are all God's children," Biden said. "We should treat each other as we would like to be treated ourselves." Another of his earliest actions strengthened anti-discrimination protections for gay and transgender people. On Thursday, Biden was expected to sign a memorandum to protect the rights of LGBTQ people worldwide, including providing protections to gay and lesbian refugees and asylum seekers. But what to Biden is an advanced equity agenda grounded in his deep Catholic faith appears to some Christian conservatives as attacks on their own intensely held beliefs that will unravel the religious freedom protections championed by the Trump administration. Those protections treated religious beliefs as paramount, even if they conflicted with another person's rights to an abortion, to marry a person of the same sex, or to be transgender. It absolutely is a direct conflict with Trump's approach, said history professor John Fear, author of Believe Me, The Evangelical Road to Donald Trump. Biden, only the second Catholic president, has brought to the White House a different approach to faith, both personally and through policy. Unlike Trump, Biden regularly attends church. His Catholicism has played a large role in his life, as his outsized family Bible did as at his inauguration. Biden wears his son's rosary beads, made the sign of the cross when praying, and when he was paying respects to fallen Capitol Police officer on Tuesday, and quotes Bible passages constantly. The contrast couldn't be starker, said John Carr, co-director of the Initiative on Catholic Social Thought and Public Life at Georgetown University. We're going from one of the least overtly religious presidents in modern times to one of the most overtly religious presidents in recent history. The difference is already clear in policy. Trump was a hero to the Little Sisters of the Poor, as an order of nuns running homes for the elderly, which challenged the federal requirement that insurance plans cover birth control. At Trump's renominating convention, a nun from the Little Workers of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary questioned Biden's religion and called Trump the most pro-life president. Biden is praised by Sister Simone Campbell, executive director of Network Lobby for Catholic Social Justice, who spoke at the Democratic National Convention about caring for all of God's creation. She's thrilled by Biden's effort to expand health care coverage, address racism, and reverse Trump's anti-immigration actions. One of the ways that he's living out his faith is by centering the issues of equity at the heart of his administration, which I find super exciting, she said. It's never happened before. Biden was not yet announced a faith-based advisor or created a faith outreach office, but he has declared that advancing equity has to be everyone's job. Biden's focus on the common good is a central concept of the centuries-old Catholic social tradition, wrote in a book, Joe Biden and Catholicism in the United States. In remarks to the National Prayer Breakfast on Tuesday, Biden said his faith provides hope and solace, clarity and purpose. It shows the way forward as one nation in a common purpose to respect one another, to care for one another, to leave no one behind. But Biden's emphasis on social justice issues over social policy flashpoints like abortion mirrors an ongoing struggle in the Catholic Church between Pope Francis, with his pastoral approach, and the Church's more conservative wing. And of course, you see the problem that will continue to push for quite some time. But as I said before, this can only be a temporary situation. Ultimately, I am pretty sure you will see them coming together. Now, this is one of the things that I think we should pay close attention to. You notice the lineup between Joe Biden and Pope Francis, how closely related they are in their thinking. and in their inclusion attitude with regard to homosexuality and abortion and LGBTQ and the entire social structure. Of course, many of the Catholics in America are ultra-conservative, and they reject these. It is going to be rather interesting to see how long it takes for a resolution of these issues to take place. We've been told in advance that the Church of Rome, has been moving against the United States of America for many, many years. And you do recall that book that I mentioned to you on so many occasions, 50 Years of the Church of Rome, where it is mentioned on page 376 of this meeting that was held in Buffalo, New York in the year 1852, where they promised that they were going to take possession of the United States of America, that they were going to rule in the United States. Every aspect of life will fall under their control. I want you to know that that meeting that was held in Buffalo, New York in 1852 has already come to pass. If you check the connections of all of the cabinet members and those who are socially involved in this particular government right now, in the Congress, in the Senate, in the justice system, in the judicial, and in the executive, you will find that everything that they've said in that meeting is in existence as we speak. Which means, of course, that there will turn out to be some controversy within the organization itself, between the liberals, the moderates, and the conservatives. But ultimately, the agenda will remain the same. The objective will be the same. And as they continue to move forward in a particular direction, you will find that they are going to be personally satisfied with the ultimate result. As a matter of fact, it will be most helpful to them to have a kind of a conflict, have a kind of a disagreement, one side believing one thing, the other side believing the other, and that way they maintain control over the entire population. The conservatives embrace the conservatives, the liberals will embrace the liberals, and you know what I'm going to mention now. The Hegelian dialectic will be most effective because there will be those who are able to control both sides of the argument and ultimately bring them together in compromise. Our time is here, and you and I need to be warned. Warned now. We need to be ready now. We need to get ourselves together now. We need to know what it is we believe and why we believe it and where to find it. We cannot afford to spend more time wastefully. Our lives and our eternity depend upon our trust in God and our demonstration to Him that we are indeed His children and that we have every intention of walking according to His will. So today God is calling you, and you've noticed all of what has been happening and all of the changes that have been taking place. You've noticed that on one side you see the far right evangelicals, on the other side you see the Catholics together, and then you see a split in the middle, but they all have the same agenda. The far right evangelicals are concentrating on making this nation into a Christian nation. They're also planning to, when they can get the opportunity, to amend the Constitution, if they can. And if they cannot, they will do it without the Constitution. On the other hand, the Catholic Church is determined to take control of the United States of America. And it doesn't matter what the disagreements where social policy is concerned. As I said, for the fourth time, the agenda is the same. What is your agenda today? What is your plan? How are you looking forward to the future? I pray God this morning that you're looking for the coming of the Lord, that you're hoping that you will be ready, praying that you will be ready, placing yourself in God's hands so that you will be ready. Because all of what He has said will come to pass is coming to pass. and we must be committed to truth. Our hearts must be rooted and grounded in that truth so that we might walk only according to His will. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for Your love. We thank You for revealing all of the things that we see around us. We're grateful for all that You have done and will continue to do. And we thank You, Lord, for exposing us to the truth that is so evident within our time. We ask that You would give us the strength that is necessary so that we might stand with You and for You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again today, we must thank you for your consistency in listening to the broadcast each and every day. We're grateful that God has drawn us together that we can study. And we'd like to make an appeal to you that you make a contribution to this ministry so that we might be able to finance our continued service in this area. God bless you and thank you. This has been your Daily Briefing, February the 16th, 2021.